The NEOM story, landing this week, feels like a reckoning that many analysts have been anticipating for 2 or 3 years. $50 billion, that's the headline figure associated with the project, and what you have to show for it, right now, is partially completed megastructures in the northwestern Saudi desert with no announced timeline for completion, mothballing, or removal. The phrase ambition outpacing capacity in the reporting is almost too polite.
Let me put some context around the $50 billion figure, because it's easy for that number to become abstract. For comparison, the entire construction budget for the 2022 Qatar World Cup, which itself became a byword for extravagant state-sponsored megaproject spending, was estimated at around $200 billion when you include infrastructure. NEOM's headline figure is smaller, but the physical scope of what was promised, a 170-kilometer linear city called The Line, a futuristic mountain resort, a floating industrial complex, made those numbers almost certainly underestimates from the start.
The Line specifically was described by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman as housing 9 million people in a structure that is 200 meters wide, 500 meters tall, and 170 kilometers long. Engineers who looked at the specs publicly called it physically incompatible with human biology at scale, the travel distances, the air pressure at height, the logistics of moving millions of people through a linear corridor. When the physical premise of a project is contested by structural engineers before a shovel hits the ground, you're already in a fragile state.
And yet the capital kept flowing because Vision 2030 was always as much a political narrative as an economic plan. MBS needed a project that symbolized Saudi Arabia's post-oil future. NEOM was that symbol. The problem with building your national identity transformation on a single megaproject is that when the project stumbles, the narrative stumbles with it.
There's a deeper structural issue here that I think gets underreported. Saudi Arabia's sovereign wealth fund, the Public Investment Fund, has been deploying capital across global markets, sports investments, entertainment, tech stakes, real estate. Some of that is sensible diversification, but NEOM was always supposed to be the domestic anchor of Vision 2030, the proof that Saudi Arabia could build a new economy internally, not just buy stakes in foreign assets. If NEOM fails, the PIF's global portfolio looks like flight capital, not a diversification strategy.
From a pure private equity and institutional investor standpoint, the NEOM situation also raises questions about sovereign project governance. When a government announces a project of this scale, institutional investors in the region, banks, contractors, infrastructure funds, make decisions based on that commitment. Workers relocate. Supply chains orient themselves. When the project grinds to a halt with no official explanation of what happens next, that creates liability questions and trust deficits that don't get reported in the megaproject's headline story.
And the timing matters here, Marcus. Because this halt is happening alongside the Abu Dhabi hotel occupancy numbers we'll discuss shortly. The Gulf region sold itself to global investors and tourists and sports organizations on a story of inexorable growth and development. When you see NEOM stalled and Gulf hospitality metrics cratering simultaneously, that story starts to require significant revision.
Saudi Arabia's oil revenues have come under pressure with the energy market dynamics of the last 18 months. When your primary income source is under pressure and your signature domestic megaproject is consuming capital without producing revenue, the fiscal math gets uncomfortable fast.
There's a version of this story where NEOM gets quietly scaled back to something achievable. Maybe a smaller luxury development, a tech research campus, a portion of the line at reduced scale, and that's actually spun as adaptive management rather than failure. But the silence from the Department of Culture and Tourism and the absence of any revised timeline suggests we're not yet at the stage where the Saudi government has a coherent alternative narrative ready.
The coming months will be telling. If we see a revised scope announcement before the end of the year, that's a managed retreat. If the silence continues into 2027, the project becomes a cautionary study in the gap between sovereign aspiration and engineering reality.